are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Night's game. Yeah.
Wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news in terms of WWE and AEW, of course, with your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Today we have a couple of things to review, of course, with SmackDown, Raw, and all that stuff, but
nothing major,
though. Nothing really major happened this week, honestly.
Other than the main event of Raw, that wasn't really nothing crazy.
Main event of Raw was actually really good. Yeah. Raw this week, actually, so when this thing comes out, it's literally in a couple hours afterwards. I think it's like at 3:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
Right, 3 or 3:30. So yeah, don't miss out on that.
Yes, yeah. The next 3 weeks, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
SmackDown was also, the one we just were going to talk about today was also at 3, but it didn't come on TV till 8.
Yeah.
If you were outside the United States, you were able to watch it live, which kind of sucks. It was not fair.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I saw spoilers before.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you think about it, it's always in reverse for them, so whatever, fine.
True.
It's only for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then also, what was it? Dynamite was terrible this week.
Yeah, it was ass.
And Collision was okay, but it was still pretty bad, except for, like, one or two major things we'll probably talk about.
AEW was horrible this week.
Yeah, it really was, unfortunately. But, yeah, of course, we like to start off with top stories. So, do you have any top stories? Yeah.
So, the one I have is I heard rumors of AEW possibly merging the Continental and International titles. And
I've seen that.
I agree with that because there are actually way too many titles on AEW, like men's titles and women's titles too. Like all the secondary titles they use and plus the ROH title, way too many titles.
Way too many freaking titles. And
way
also,
too many mid-card titles because they only have that one world. Like if not, make another world title. Something like, you know, AEW has two worlds. Like they have the world and the WWE.
Yeah.
AEW has the one world title, but then 100 freaking
mid-card titles.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
No, yeah, I definitely agree, especially because like the Continental title and the International title, it's basically the same exact title, except they just split it into
Continental is like then International is, I don't know. Like,
well, that's why WWE has the Intercontinental Championship. Yeah. It's literally both of those titles in one.
That's true. So what are they going to name it if they do? They can't.
Probably the Intercontinental Championship. They can use that.
I don't think so.
New Japan uses it. What are you talking about? Yeah. New Japan had it prior, I'm pretty sure, to
WWE.
That's true,
and other companies have a U.S. title as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like they own the name.
It's just you put AEW in front of you. AEW Intercontinental Champ. I don't know.
But
a lot of people, people who don't are like, oh, we're casuals. They're going to be like, oh, they're copying WWE.
It's like, yeah, but then you can say, okay, so WWE copied New Japan.
Yeah, I know. It's always going to
New
be
Japan
like
copied probably like.
And remember before WWE,
something
was
else.
NWA and all that stuff, and they had US titles and different stuff. WCW.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Either Intercontinental, maybe they come up with another name. I don't know.
Yeah. My main thing about that I'm happy about that is right now, currently, the champions for the International Championship is Kenny Omega. And then the Continental Championship champion is Okada.
So they should do that like now. Let's just build that rivalry.
Well, right now they're doing the tournament
leading
up to Dynasty to see who's gonna face Kenny Omega. Which that's fine, of course. That's cool. They do that every year.
Kenny's probably gonna retain, hopefully. At Dynasty.
Yeah, I think Kenny retains, but I definitely want to see Okada versus Kenny and then them merging those titles. Yeah.
I don't even know.
That'd
when
be nice.
When is Dynasty? I don't know. Oh wait, actually, you sure it's Dynasty?
It is Dynasty.
Oh, because I could have sworn it was like. All the way. Oh no! Wait, no. I'm thinking about the Owen Hart Cup tournament that's about to start. That's for All In to challenge for the world title.
That starts in a couple weeks.
Yeah, because Will Ospreay announced he's going to be in it. He's going to be out for a little bit. Well, we'll talk.
I'm pretty sure that starts like right after Dynasty, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's probably
because they don't want to have two different tournaments at
once.
That's
why I was confused. But
yeah,
too many mid card titles. They got to do something with the women's too, because even though it's not only AEW, but they use like ROH women, Mercedes. Well, they has freaking four titles.
Yeah.
So it's just, like annoying.
Yeah. No, but then again, like most of those titles aren't even in AEW.
No, I know, but she defends all of them on AEW. Like, each different week, it's a different world title match for a different title. It's like, all right, now it's just getting annoying.
Yeah. Well, honestly, they're going to build somebody else.
And then they also got trios titles and ROH trio titles. It's just like, damn.
I definitely want to see, was it Toni Storm face Mercedes Moné eventually? That'd be a really nice, of course, matchup.
Or since they ended the rivalry with Mariah May, I think Mariah May can go after one of Mercedes Moné's titles and become at least another champion.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
I think that'd be better.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
She's got to stay at the top of the card, 100%.
She's going to stay at the top of the card. There's no other way.
Maybe you put it where Mercedes in a rivalry, even though they're both kind of heels. But
yeah. But anyways, we'll talk about more about AEW once we get to the AEW side of things. But and other than that, any other top stories at all? I don't really think so.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I've seen some little. There was a. I didn't even write it down, so I can talk about it now. There was like a quick little vignette. They had like a four, and it was like black and white with smoke on SmackDown real quick. And then they went to – a lot of people think it's Aleister Black.
That'd be nice.
I don't know what the four means, but like remember the way he used to have like his entrance and like the
– You mean like the font and stuff?
The font and stuff. Yeah, it was exactly like that, but it said four. I don't know if they mean – is it like 4 weeks?
Or 4 days.
4 days. Well, 4 days out. That was on Friday. 4 days, isn't that
– That'd be Tuesday.
Yeah,
it wouldn't make any sense.
That'd be NXT.
Oh yeah, NXT.
That'd be but no, he's too good for NXT. Even though that's not wrong, NXT is a beat. I'm just saying, he's the main roster guy. It probably means 4 weeks. Well, we don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
We don't even know if it's him. Remember, there's too many other guys. There are. There's Rey Fénix. There's like another one.
Yeah, Rey Fénix is a big one that's gonna make his debut soon.
It looked like 100% like Aleister Black.
Yeah, they already said too that like once he returns, they're just gonna make the Lucha Bros, which that's perfectly fine. I'm happy about that. Seeing Penta and Rey Fénix. In the tag team division, especially now, because tag team division is okay right now, but they definitely need like a major.
Yeah, I mean, at least change. We got a title change, and
that was good.
One. We'll talk about
but
it.
But that doesn't mean they're going to book them good. We have to wait and see.
Yes, of course.
But yeah, let's go ahead and get into, of course, WWE Raw. So Raw this week is actually pretty decent. I mean, there wasn't really anything crazy that happened, except for of course the main event.
You want to start with the main event? Call that a match of the week.
Yeah, no, sure, definitely. Why not? So of course this week's match of the week. Sorry. It's definitely going to go out to Seth Rollins versus CM Punk in that Steel Cage match on Monday Night Raw. That match was an absolute banger.
And yeah, it was almost pay-per-view type field match.
Yeah.
They kicked out of, Seth was kicking out of GTS multiple times. Punk was kicking out of the Stomp and everything.
Yeah. I thought it was an excessive amount of times.
Maybe a little bit, but yeah. It happens a lot. I mean,
yeah, but still, that was kind of insane. But yeah, of course, this match was honestly just great. Of course, both men were fantastic in this. We had a major return of Roman Reigns coming out, which, of course, I think everybody expected to happen. Yeah. He basically came out, beat the crap out of security.
Yeah. He dragged Seth Rollins because Seth Rollins was already like at the door
to
escape. So he dragged him out. So he basically helped Rollins win, but Rollins was probably on his way to winning because he was already some Punk was down and out.
Yeah.
But so he beat up Seth Rollins. That Seth gets the win, but he beat him up. And then he looks into the ring right after he beat him up, and you see Paul Heyman hugging CM Punk.
Yeah, making sure he's okay.
Yeah, you can tell he did not like that.
Yeah, Roman Reigns like pissed. He went into the ring, started throwing CM Punk around the ring, and beat the crap out of him as well. He tried to curb stomp Seth Rollins as well through the stairs, right?
Yeah, but he got stopped by security.
He ended up getting stopped by security.
Paul Heyman, he's still acknowledging Roman, but he was like, he had concern on his face when Roman beat the hell out of CM Punk.
Yeah.
So that's, remember, if CM Punk still owes Paul Heyman, Paul Heyman still owes CM Punk a favor.
Yeah.
That leads into that storyline. But obviously, we got this triple threat thing going on. So,
yeah.
So, I can't wait to see what comes out of all of this.
They're starting to build up a little bit. That's great. This, like, triple threat match is definitely going to happen at Mania. But I still think it's still sort of random. I don't know. Like I said, I say this every week. Literally, just seems like they had that rivalry with Punk. And Seth Rollins already set, and they're just like, okay, we need to find a way to get Roman into this match because he has nothing else to do at the moment. We don't want him to go after the main title. We have nothing else for him, so let's just throw him in that. That's honestly the way I view it.
This is why I miss Roman as champion with the Tribal Chief and the whole entire bloodline coming out with him, Sami Zayn and all.
Included. It's fine. I mean, honestly, the title picture is great. It's just more so I just thought they could have did something better.
But it's just
him.
Like
him versus Jacob Fatu would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
But it looks like we're probably going to get Solo versus Jacob Fatu eventually. Maybe. Yeah.
It wasn't even only about the title, though. Remember, they were running the whole show.
Yeah.
Nobody liked them. They were attacking anybody and everybody. Roman was calling all the shots.
Yeah. But then again, like, people forget. A lot of people are like, oh, I missed that time. But it's like, people forget how annoying it was. Like,
no,
every week was the same exact thing. Every single Roman match ended the same exact way with him about to lose and then Jimmy and Jay or Solo getting involved. Like, do I miss it? Yeah, of course. Looking back at it, I do. But I also remember how much I hated a lot of
it. No, I'm not saying to go back to the exact same thing, but, like, I'm talking about, like, Roman running the show, though. They got to, like you said, they had nothing for him. So, like, they just threw him into this feud, which the feud still makes sense because of the history. But,
yeah, It's still like,
it's still kind of a little.
It came out of nowhere. Random, yeah, came out. It was literally just Royal Rumble that happened randomly, and then this thing now. Yeah, now
and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a banger. It's just obviously story wise, it's just
Yeah. Well, of course, now the main question is, where the heck does this go? I feel like,
I mean,
like Paul Heyman owes CM Punk a, what's it called? He owes him for what CM Punk helping him at Survivor Series.
CM Punk help.
Yeah. Roman. So obviously So obviously Paul Heyman owes CM Punk. We want to see, of course, what the heck that's going to lead to. Maybe. I'm pretty sure it's probably going to lead to maybe Paul Heyman turning on Roman Reigns, costing him a match at Mania.
So I was going to say it's either that. Either Paul Heyman turning on Roman or CM Punk wants a title shot. And then Roman at the same time is like, I want my title back. I want a title shot. But he gets CM Punk the title shot first, which leads to Roman getting angry about that. And maybe you get another heel. I don't know about that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I think it's honestly just going to lead to. By the way, this like the match ended here with on Raw with, of course, Paul Heyman attending to CM Punk. Roman Reigns looking pissed off. I think it's honestly just going to lead to CM Punk calling like Paul Heyman, like, "Hey, you got to help me win this match if you want, because you owe me."
Oh, that's true.
It could be that way.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be obviously Roman Reigns gets pinned. It could be like CM Punk helping, I'm sorry, Paul Heyman helping CM Punk by maybe like attacking Seth Rollins or getting him distracted for Punk to hit the win. Just
a distraction, yeah. He's not gonna.
Which is still gonna cause friction between Roman and Paul Heyman.
Fighting top. He's most likely just gonna distract somebody, but that's if we don't know. Or they could just wait to after WrestleMania, then he gets his favorite, which is, like I said, he probably wants the world title.
Yeah. No, he definitely wants the world title shot.
Somehow gets a world title match because of Paul Heyman, which Roman Reigns doesn't like that because I'm pretty sure he wants the title back. So,
yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, though, honestly. This, like, as much as, like, I still think this is a random rivalry, I think the way that they set it up on Monday Night Raw with that steel cage match was great. That was perfect. I like that.
We still got about a month, but I think, obviously, last year's WrestleMania buildup was, like, way crazier. But, like, hopefully they pick it up in these last couple weeks because...
Well, we got John Cena. He's going to appear on Monday Night Raw this week. So that's going to be really fun. Raw.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Raw the 17th, which is tomorrow. So definitely looking forward to that. He's definitely going to have a couple of words. His first, like, promo as a heel, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be so freaking fun.
Plus, I see a photo where... Somebody's like, "Yo, he lost his ball spot. Like, he got his hair back."
I think he just wears like hair pieces during like when he's filming movies and stuff. Honestly,
yeah. Or he got none. He can get a hair transplant.
Yeah, or maybe that can play into the story. Like, Rock gifted him a hair transplant. Yes,
and then CM Punk shaved his beard off too. I seen a photo of him.
Oh, I didn't see that. No, we'll have to wait and see. But of course, we can talk about, of course, everything else that happened on Monday Night Raw, such as the opener, which was Jey Uso coming out, defeating Grayson Waller. Big story there is, of course, after he won, Gunther came out and choked him out for like the fifth week in a row.
Gunther just keeps attacking Jey. Yeah. That's the buildup.
The buildup is Jey Uso looking helpless as Gunther destroys him. And then, of course, at WrestleMania, Jey Uso is going to be like, "I'm going to super kick you to living hell," and then he's going to win. That's exactly how the hell this buildup is going to be. But you know what? Jey Uso is champion. That's fine. I'm happy for that. I just wish the buildup was a little bit different. Hopefully we get something in the next couple of weeks that does change.
Well, we said that for a lot of the matches and rivalries.
Yeah.
Like, this is not even on the show, but and we're not even going to talk about this week. It's not really happening. But
what?
I just think that Tiffy versus Charlotte buildup has been not – I'm
what?
Not really
– I mean, like, what just happened? What was it? I think it was on SmackDown, right? When she jumped off the freaking
– That was thing. Good,
That
yeah.
was nice. That was really nice. I like but, that.
Like, overall, I don't know. In terms of the rivalries, especially – I don't know. I just haven't been too invested in it. Like, I don't want to see Charlotte win, and then, I don't know.
Tiffy better win. That's all I know. We'll talk about that a little bit more on SmackDown. Yeah. But, of course, we also had, like, a Logan Paul promo, started attacking Andrew Schultz randomly in the crowd.
Schultz saying, like, I came here to see AJ Styles.
Obviously. Yeah. Of course, AJ Styles came out, made the save. So, the major thing there is, it looks like they're building up Logan Paul versus AJ Styles with, of course, a potential Braun Breaker in there as well. I'm thinking that's how it's going to go. Maybe a triple threat. Yeah, another triple threat at WrestleMania between Logan Paul, AJ Styles, and Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental Championship.
Wasn't
looking forward to that, honestly.
Yeah, wasn't Karrion Kross like trying to get involved with like AJ Styles, or was that somebody else?
They don't know what the hell they're doing with freaking like, Karrion Kross.
Yeah, but I feel like he's been spying like on. Was it AJ Styles?
No,
like
it was. He was doing it with what's it called? Sami Zayn for a little bit.
Yeah, but it looks like. Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's either Sammy or AJ.
It honestly just seems like they're testing the waters. It's freaking stupid, to be honest. But Yeah, of course. Potentially, we're going to get Logan Paul versus Bron Breakker versus AJ Styles for the Intercontinental Championship. Do I think Bron Breakker loses? No. I think, honestly, he spears a living hell out of Logan Paul and pins him. Yeah, well, and then Paul, they continue like that rivalry with AJ Styles, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, Logan Paul is like one of those crazy high-flying moves that gets speared to live it out.
I see it, to be honest. But I know that match is definitely going to be great, because if you have two high flyers in AJ Styles and Logan Paul, just doing all those amazing stuff, and then you have that powerhouse and speedy and guy in Bron Breakker.
Obviously, even without the high-flying stuff, he's still obviously
a great wrestler. The great technical wrestler. But I honestly feel like that's going to be a banger of a match. That has the potential to steal the show, if I'm being honest.
But I would like to see, Bron Breakker retain. They got to build him up as a monster.
He's already built as a monster to me. But once he loses that title, he's going to go up to like the main event, of course, like a world title pitcher, which is why I don't think he's going to lose now, because there's so many people up there at the moment.
Yeah,
as you said, potentially CM Punk after Mania, John Cena, of course. He's probably going to win at Mania, but. You got Punk, you got Jey Uso, who's probably going to win it at Mania. There's a couple of people already there, and I don't think you drop that title from Braun until you're ready to have him actually go up and win that title.
Yeah.
But, of course, looking forward to that, if it does come to fruition, but we'll see. We also had, New Day defeating LWO after Chad Gable and the Lucha Mask basically attacked LWO.
But allegedly.
Allegedly,
So that guy in the Lucha mask attacked them, and then
Did he not say thank you?
I'm not sure, but like backstage, they were interviewing Chad Gable, and then we saw the guy being dragged out by security. So we don't know if he had somebody else doing it for him, or if it was him, and he just gave somebody else the mask after. A decoy. Stupid. Yeah, we don't know yet. Some people thought it was Rey Fenix.
Phoenix.
Yeah, I see some comments. I was like, that's stupid.
Not Rey Fenix. It looked just like Chad Gable. I'm hoping this actually leads to something really good, though. Reason being is because Chad Gable is so freaking talented. I do not want to see him revert back to being a comedic character, especially with like when he had what the hell he had to go through with like Shorty G, which was freaking ridiculous. I don't want that again. I don't want him to be like another. Hogan's thing when he was like America, like Mr. America or something?
I see something about a name change already for Chad Gable. And it's about like a lucha show. I don't know.
Oh god.
I don't really like the storyline too much. I think. We haven't seen it.
We'll have to wait and see. Because some comedic characters are actually built well and they're actually fun to watch. They usually drop the ball on them. And we'll have to wait and see.
Yes.
But
I just like Chad Gable as the regular
I think the way he is now, he's
like a Kurt Angle type.
He's mid card champion material. They're just not using him. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And he had this. Remember all those title shots he had, like with the Intercontinental.
Yeah, lost. And then they gave it to Sami Zayn, which was freaking ridiculous.
Who already won plenty of times.
Stupid. But anyways, we also had a quick Cody Rhodes promo. Nothing was said other than he only wants to hear from John Cena. He did the same exact thing on SmackDown. Waste of time. Literally just TV filler. They just wanted to have Cody Rhodes on the show. That's it. They probably just posted that he was going to be on the show, sold tickets that way. He was on the show for 5 minutes. Stupid.
Yeah.
We also had a Women's Intercontinental Championship number one contenders match between Raquel and Bayley. Nothing really much happened there other than, of course, Raquel Rodriguez winning, so she's going.
Well, I'm glad they gave it to Raquel because Bayley doesn't have to keep on winning.
That's true. That match is happening. I think it happens this week, if I'm not mistaken. That's cool. Looking forward to that. We had an Io Sky promo. Of course, she just won the Women's World Championship last week. That was great. She came out basically celebrating her win with Bianca Belair. Coming out saying, like, okay, like, I'm happy you won. I'm happy it's you that I'm going to face at WrestleMania. And then, of course, out comes Rhea Ripley.
She was pissed at Bianca.
Yeah, she was like, you cost me the title. Why did you do that? Were you scared of facing me at Mania? Of course, Bianca playing the role of, I think she's playing, like, a fake face at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't think she's going to be a true face at Mania, to be honest. But she was basically saying, like, well, yeah, no, I think you're just afraid of Io.
Yeah, but at the same time, Rhea has been showing signs of, like, turning back to Io a little bit.
One of them's going to turn heel.
Yeah.
I would rather Bianca because I feel like she needs a change.
Yeah, she needs a change.
A massive change. And that would be turning heel. But it seems like they're not doing that for some worried reason.
They were both being disrespectful to Io because he was like trying to talk. And they both pushed down. Io got pissed. He slapped the shit out of both.
Slapped the shit out of both of them. That was hilarious. And then they started arguing on Twitter too. And I think Io like tweeted out something to like, you got to stop those tweets or else I'm going to smack the both of you again. Which I thought was hilarious. Which is true. You got to put some respect on Neil's name, obviously. She's a great champion.
And she's a champ.
She's the champ. It just seems like they're kind of, they're, I guess.
That's why I feel like they're building. They overlook her and she's going to retain and win.
I think so. Yeah, I honestly think. I don't think she's going to lose it that quick.
No.
They're not going to give it back to Rhea Ripley, obviously. They're not going to give it back to her that quick.
And Bianca doesn't need it. She needs to go heal.
She does not need it. She needs to go heal. But
speaking of, you said tweeting, but it was on Instagram. I don't know. You saw CM Punk post like a picture of Dom. He said like little bitch.
Yeah.
And then Dom posted a picture of CM Punk. He put like washed old fuck.
Yeah. That was hilarious. Oh man. But yeah, of course, that was basically it. Of course, for Raw, we could definitely get into, of course, the SmackDown part of WWE. So let's get into that now. Let's get into, of course, WWE SmackDown. SmackDown this week was honestly not that good. This week of wrestling, honestly, was not that good. It was a midweek of wrestling, to be honest. But I guess, we can talk about some of the key points of LA Knight, of course, coming out, basically just cutting a promo on, where were they? Barcelona, right?
Barcelona, Spain, yeah. And then Jimmy Uso came out there and he basically just said he's desperate to be on WrestleMania, it's kind of not fair. You guys, twin brother, and you're not doing nothing with him.
I think he's going to get a shot.
Yeah, I understand the thing. Like, they can build him up too.
But yeah, LA Knight gets interrupted by Jimmy Uso, challenges him for the U.S. title. He wants his WrestleMania spot. They do get interrupted, of course, by Solo. And he's like, actually, Jacob Fatu deserves a shot. I thought he was going to say it.
I
deserve a shot, but no, he said Jacob
Fatu. Did you see him real quick? He said the F word.
He almost said the F word, yeah. And Jimmy was looking at him like, oh, you got to say it? What? That was hilarious. Oh, man. But yeah, of course, basically what happened was Jacob, Tama Tonga, and Solo ended up attacking him until Braun Strowman came out for the save.
And then
that ended up being a 3-on-3 match in which Braun Strowman ended up picking up the win for them. But then afterwards, they ended up brawled out and they all got laid out with Jacob Fatu standing tall Jacob Fatu standing tall after he took out Braun Strowman.
Tama Tonga actually laid out LA Knight and Jimmy Uso before they came in after.
Yeah.
He hit both of them with a DET and then they all attacked him.
Yeah, that was nice. But I honestly see LA Knight versus Jimmy Uso. That'd be a pretty decent match. I mean, it is face versus face, though, which is kind of annoying.
So the rumors I've heard is like a multi-man match, like almost like a ladder.
That'd be nice.
For the U.S. title. That's what I heard. Because they still haven't built. He just won the title, so they have no storyline yet.
Yeah. I mean, if they were going to do a ladder match, I was hoping for a tag team ladder match, considering all those tag teams have been involved in it. And they just, of course, Private Party just won. Well, not Private Party. I'm sorry. Private Party is AEW. Same thing.
The Street Profits.
The same thing is because they're similar with the Solo Cups.
That's true.
But not Street Profits any longer. But anyways, of course, yeah. So basically, there's a potential for a tag team ladder match, a multi-man ladder match, which would be pretty cool at Mania. Or U.S. title ladder match at Mania, which I think would be pretty cool.
That'd be weird.
I don't know. I think this is kind of like a weird thing, too, because I thought they were just going to start building Solo and Jacob having a little bit more heat between them, which I guess they can still do, but there's only, a couple more weeks until WrestleMania? It would be kind of weird to start it off right now, unless they want to do it, like, they want to wait until after Mania. Maybe, like you said, there's a multi-man match where Solo's in it, too, and also Jacob Fatu, too.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of friction there, and then they end up turning on each other at Mania. That'd be kind of nice to see, too.
Well, they do, that multi-man match, and then Jimmy goes after Solo, and they have that match.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but, yeah, it looks like Jimmy is going to get his opportunity at Mania, hopefully against LA Knight and potentially Jacob Fatu, Solo, and maybe a couple others. We'll just have to wait and see for that. Of course, we also had a sit-down interview with Jay Cargill. It was her first time trying to talk about, of course, what happened between her, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. She didn't really talk about it much, and they were interrupted by Liv Morgan and Raquel. Of course, Liv Morgan yelling at her, saying, why didn't you come sooner? Because we were going to blame for the attack on you. For the past couple weeks. It is facts. Like, you could have just called Bianca and told her, it wasn't her. You need to chill. But, of course, with wrestling storylines,
nothing makes sense.
Yeah, nothing
makes sense. They haven't heard from Bianca. I mean, from Jade in months. Remember what I was saying?
Yeah. Stupid as hell. But, yeah. But, honestly, yeah, like you said, Liv Morgan was speaking facts. Of course, Jay Cargill was like, hey, if I was here, you wouldn't have never won that tag team title. And Liv Morgan was like, yeah, you're funny. And started, laughing, you're freaking laughing. Yeah. But yeah, of course, the match is set up for next week between Jay Cargo and Liv Morgan. Probably going to give that win to Jade, although I kind of hope Liv Morgan wins.
I like how they build Liv Morgan too. Like, she doesn't Like she's not afraid, and she say, "Yeah, let's do it." Like,
yeah, she's not afraid anymore. But I think part of that is because she also has Raquel. Raquel's strong as hell. So I think that's part of it. But yeah, I'm happy that they're actually booking Liv Morgan. Like, she's not afraid of anybody. She's a top threat, and she doesn't care who the heck is in the way. She's gonna step right over them. As the complete opposite of when the heck she actually was the champion.
Yes.
When she would like always cheat to win, or she would barely win. It was ridiculous. I don't know. It was just stupid the way they kind of booked her that way. But I'm happy the way they're booking her now. Hopefully she wins that title again soon and they keep booking her that way. But we'll have to wait and see. Of course, after that, we had B-Fab versus Charlotte. And I don't know. Like, this was a stupid-ass match that they built last week. Just to showcase Charlotte, I guess. Charlotte picked up the win. Nothing really much to talk about there, except for afterwards. Afterwards, Tiff came out and started beating the crap out of Charlotte. Usually for the past couple weeks, Charlotte was beating the crap out of Tiffany Stratton, so this was actually a good change, I guess. But yeah, it was a good brawl. They were brawn out for a long time. It even carried on to the next segment, which was, of course, Miz TV. Miz TV featuring Cody Rhodes. Before they even started, though, they were still brawling out, and that's when Tiffany Stratton ended up jumping off of the... what the heck would you even call it? The screen at the arena.
Scaffolding type thing?
Yeah, the scaffolding right at the entrance where they do walk out. Jumped off of that onto all of the security guards and Charlotte, and even kicked Charlotte when she was down. So she stood tall for the first time,
yes.
Which is nice because she's champion. I understand she's the face and usually the heel has to stand tall, but it's nice that for a change, that, of course, she's one of those standing tall there. But
let's see if they actually have some one-on-one promos instead of just beating each other up every week.
I think we'll probably get one. I guarantee you there's going to be something because, again, Triple H loves to do this. When there's like they're going to brawl out every single week, and then he's going to have a thing where it's like, all right, if you guys touch each other, you're suspended. So we're going to have a promo. We're going to have a contract signing now. But if you guys touch each other, you guys are suspended. They guarantee you they're going to have that between
something
them.
Like that,
yeah. And then they're going to be able to cut a promo without trying to hit each other.
They're going to have to do the same with Gunther and Jey Uso.
But the thing with Gunther and Jey Uso is like, Jey Uso's what, attacked him once? Gunther attacks him every single week.
Yeah, that's true.
And just chokes him out, makes him look like a little bitch, to be honest. Which he shouldn't. I think Jey Uso should be looking like good. They should be booking him to be like a top guy who's actually has a great chance against Gunther. And not against like Grayson Waller, where he's beating the crap out of Grayson Waller. Yeah, but like, I love Grayson Waller, but the way they've been booking him, who the hell is he next to Gunther?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They gotta make Grayson Waller and Austin Theory turn on each other.
I want to see Austin Theory back up. Honestly, I've been seeing so many freaking videos of him like interacting with fans.
Yeah, yeah. He's
not funny, a single though. Bad thing has ever been said about that dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That dude is great.
Him, signing autographs and a fan asked him to yeet.
He was like, "Is Grayson around?" And he yeeted. That was hilarious. Yeah. So yeah, maybe they do that eventually, but they keep holding off on it, I guess. Which I guess kind of makes sense. Like they're trying to build up other stories for Mania. They probably don't want to have that.
But dude,
Mania.
He has good mic skills, and obviously he has the look and everything. So,
who, Theory?
Yeah. So
I think his mic skills need a little bit of work.
That's why I said good, not great. But
no, he needs some work in that department. But yeah, when he was like the U.S. champion, it was kind of boring and stale. So he but does again, need a change.
Yeah.
But whatever the heck that change is, they need to do it fast. Because honestly, I think he has a lot of talent. That's what I'm trying to say. But of course, after that, we had a Drew McIntyre promo. Well,
we didn't even talk about Miz TV.
Oh, yeah.
It was real quick, though. They didn't even get to get started because Cody just came out, beat the hell out of the Miz.
Yeah.
And then just said, I want to see John Cena next week. I'll challenge you to show up. That's
Stupid ass promo. He's like, oh, I hope that you show up so that way we can start building up our WrestleMania feud. Hopefully you show up on Monday Night Raw. That's what he said. Yeah,
but damn, they had to sacrifice the Miz like
Miz got he didn't even get to say anything other than like I think he said like what Cody Rhodes doesn't have a shot against John Cena like I did when I beat him at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
brings that up every single year, every single around this time he always brings up I beat up John Cena
in the main event of WrestleMania.
Of course, prior to that though, we had a Drew McIntyre video package promo. And it was, again, another stupid promo just trying to build up hype against him, against Drew McIntyre, where he was basically talking about all the times that Drew McIntyre has cost him a shot at the title or beat him for the title, aka when Damian Priest, when he had the title and he beat Drew McIntyre during that title reign. Of course, the Royal Rumble when he kicked him out, Elimination Chamber when he pinned him. So I guess all that has built up, and now Drew McIntyre and him hating on everybody is like, I got to get rid of him so that way I can actually have a shot. So that's why they're fighting. Stupid.
Yeah, and then Damian Priest had a match with Shinsuke.
Yeah, but the match ended up, of course.
Well, we didn't even get to talk about the top story. I forgot Shinsuke's contract's almost up.
And he's not going to. I think they're going to re-sign him.
Well, I heard rumors that he's not re-signing.
Yeah, but I heard those rumors too, but then I also heard those rumors were false, and he's actually, like, chilling right now with the company.
If I were him, I'm not even going to lie. I'll leave.
I would
the
leave,
way too. The way they've booked him over the years. I say he can go to the AEW thing finish is, out his career in AEW, maybe.
Not even AEW. You can go back to New Japan. No, I know, need
but
him.
Still.
That'd be nice.
He can finish out. He's already been there. Finish out your career in AEW where there's still tons of talent to wrestle with.
Yeah.
If I'm him.
I honestly feel like he'd be better off going back to New Japan. He honestly, if they bring him back, even with the gimmick that he currently has, he'd be a top guy again in New Japan, which yeah. I think they would definitely love to have him back. So hopefully that does happen. I'm looking forward to seeing if he actually does resign with WWE. But if he doesn't,
that's in a few weeks.
I don't think he's going to sign with AEW at all. I think he's going to go back to New Japan, which is fine because maybe we'll still see him at Forbidden Door. Never know. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
But anyways, yeah, Damian Priest won by DQ because Drew McIntyre came out of Claymore.
yeah, Drew McIntyre just coming out beating the crap out of him like he always does. They're just going to keep beating up each other as they have been for the past couple weeks until Mania. Because that seems like that's how Triple H likes to build
that's
these storylines.
Every single storyline, though, it's kind currently, of okay. And I love Triple H's. Like,
I think he's been doing good.
This is the complaint. This is like the only complaint. Every storyline always has like tons of brawls,
and that's all. That's like the majority of the storytelling.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
everybody hates each other.
Yeah. Which I think, like, it's great for some storylines, but other ones, like, you actually need some like video package promos, some promos against each other in the ring. I mean, not to like pat AEW on the back, but like kind of like what they're doing right now with like MJF, having those video package promos against everybody he typically faces. Those are nice, except for the one against Jeff Jarrett. That was freaking terrible. Thank God that ended. But yeah, like stuff like that builds up hype more than like an actual brawl. I think. I honestly think so. I think a video like promo battles, I think, build up way more hype than
especially
just brawl.
Especially when
brawl,
you start
brawl.
Talking about a guy's past and just. Get deep on personal.
Yeah, exactly.
Brawl, obviously, you know they hate each other already, so there's gonna keep, we already know that. Like,
yeah, I think one brawl is fine. When you're doing it every single week, it just gets stale and boring, especially when you're doing it in every single rivalry. That's my only complaint with WWE at the moment. But there's hopefully, also, again, this is they random, change that up.
This is random, but there's also a lack of managers in WWE. Like managers were a focal point of like wrestling
back in like the 2000s and the Ruthless Aggression era.
You barely see them now.
Yeah, I remember Coach.
Got like Paul Heyman, like Coach. Like AEW got like MVP is the manager, and you got Prince Nana, and you got Don Callis. Like AEW is good with the managers.
Yeah,
WWE needs to find like managers to help build people up. So
I mean, just look at Paul Heyman. Look at what they can do.
And then managers
Roman.
Can help. Yeah, they can help talk during the promo to help with a storyline. That also, like Don Callis talks a lot of crap, and he builds up his fighters.
It's true.
WWE needs more managers.
It is true. Because think about it. Takeshita barely says a word. One of the most over guys in AEW.
Yes.
And it's because of Don Callis.
And then you got MVP, who's really good for the Hurt Business.
Again, Bobby Lashley's only person to get. He's cut like one promo in AEW.
Yeah. Which
and
is far
super ahead. Over because of MVP.
And then Swerve, who's good on the mic, but he's still got Prince Nam to cover him. So it's just like all these guys got managers.
Yeah.
WWE needs that. They don't have that.
Yeah. They
Except
definitely
Paul
need to
sign. The GOAT.
Paul Heyman, the GOAT. Yeah, he is the GOAT. But of course, let's see here. What
Randy
else
Orton and Carmelo Hayes had a good match.
Yeah, Randy Orton defeated Carmelo Hayes as expected. Again. It was just a little hype up match.
He already faced
him. He faced him before. Yeah. But that was cool. There's also rumors that a potentially set match between John Cena and Randy Orton at a pay per view coming up.
Yeah,
which, that's
I
cool.
don't like when they confirm stuff way too early. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you still got Randy Orton. At it with Kevin Owens. I hate when you see that. But
exactly.
All these damn. But I don't. Again, we can't believe any of this stuff. You know, all the false stuff that's coming out lately.
It's true.
So can't believe anything. Right
the
now.
Only reason I do believe it is because, like, I'm certain.
I mean, that's part of the.
His ending, yeah. Like, I'm certain that they're just going to revisit a bunch of old rivalries when, with John Cena as heel and as champion.
Yeah.
And one of the major ones of his entire career, of course, Randy Orton.
CM Punk?
They always like to say that Randy Orton was, like, his number one rival. But I still think Edge was, to be honest.
You have Edge, CM Punk.
Edge was his number one rival. That was
Randy Orton, obviously.
Fantastic.
He had a good rivalry with Triple H. Batista rivalry. Remember the Batista rivalry when he hurt him too?
But a lot of those people are gone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I think you definitely gotta do Styles for sure.
Styles,
that was one of
that's another one.
Recent ones.
The Miz had a rivalry, but I don't think it's gonna the way they're building the Miz.
They can have a one off match.
They're not gonna have a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a main event of Raw. I think John Cena will just win that. Or SmackDown.
Roman Reigns, maybe, I don't know.
Roman Reigns potentially, that'd be pretty cool. I can see Roman Reigns being the guy that actually beats him at the end, to be honest. We gotta get tickets to that, by the way. Freaking Saturday night's main event in Boston. Once those tickets go out on sale, we gotta buy them. Because I know that if we don't buy them the second they're available, they're gonna be like $1,000 each, 100%. And I guarantee you the retail price on those tickets are minimum are gonna be $100.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah. Minimum. But of course, for where the heck we want to sit, probably like $250.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. But anyways, of course, we also had Gunther defeating Axiom.
Which is, a wrestler. He's from NXT, but he's also from Spain. Yeah. So it was just like a hometown thing for him. And he actually put on a decent performance versus Gunther. Just a showcase for him.
Obviously. A little showcase, obviously. But still pretty cool. Whatever. Gunther picked up the win. And then we had the main event, which was the only title change of the week. But it was still a really good match, honestly. This had the potential to win match of the week, if I'm being honest. Tag team championship match between the Street Profits and DIY.
Yes.
Of course, Street Profits, especially Angelo Dawkins, put on a show, to be honest.
Yes, Angelo Dawkins definitely showed out.
Yeah, he looked really good.
Yes, and he's very athletic for his size.
That dude was massive. But yeah, of course, the Street Profits ended up picking up the win, becoming the new WWE Tag Team Champions.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved, honestly. They won it, I think, once prior, years ago. Four or five years ago, something like that.
And it was just like the SmackDown. It wasn't even like the, how they do it. Yeah. But also, it's kind of weird how they won and they still get very, cheered a lot. So we don't know if they're actually heel.
They're like in-betweeners.
Yeah, because everybody cheers for them.
Yeah.
But yet, lately they've been acting like heels, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many people going after that tag team title. Of course, DIY is going to want their rematch. We have Pretty Deadly still waiting for their title shot that they basically been promised week in and week out. Motor City Machine Guns still want that rematch. They want that title shot again. There's just a lot. There's just so many people that want to go after that match. I think you can very easily put four tag teams in a ladder match at WrestleMania.
Remember that. You got the other tag teams too from...
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, you also have, Judgment Day, the World Tag Team titles, with, of course, the Viking. Are they called Raiders still?
The War Raiders.
War Raiders. They're not even Viking Raiders anymore. But still, something there would be pretty freaking cool. But in terms of, the teams on SmackDown, that definitely deserves, I think, a ladder match. That'd be awesome. If they're not going to do the U.S. ladder match, have that be a ladder match. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was basically it, of course, for WWE this week. As I said, it was pretty decent. It was mid at best. It's probably, to be honest, it was just like a showcase for like Barcelona, Spain, all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's probably how it's going to be this
whole European tour. But I don't think they should.
They can't because it's WrestleMania season.
Yeah, that's kind of the wrong time to do the European tour. Because European tour is usually a showcase for all the countries they visit. But
yeah, bad.
We're in WrestleMania season right now.
Honestly, it was bad time.
We got like 3 weeks, three and a half, four weeks.
Yeah, so hopefully they turn it around next week. This, like I said, this week there wasn't really much that really happens other than, of course, the main event of Raw and obviously the tag team title change on. So that's the main event, honestly.
Yeah, same thing on Dynamite. So
yeah, if you think about it, if you watch the beginning of each show, like the first 30 minutes and then the last 30 minutes of each show, then you did not miss anything else. Like if you continue to watch next week, you would not be like, what the heck is going on here? You would honestly just be like, okay, I understand what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
So you didn't miss much. But anyways, that's basically it for, of course, WWE. We can definitely get into, of course, let's get into, of course, our segment of Push, Bury, and Future Endeavor. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, one of my favorite segments, Push, Bury, or Future Endeavor.
Yes.
Of course, he's going to go ahead and pick out three guys that I need to either choose to push, bury, or future endeavor in any era of any time during WWE or AEW, of course.
Yes.
These are usually tough, so let's see.
Good luck with this one and I picked three women this time.
Three women, okay. All right, cool.
So Mariah May.
Damn, wait, you're just jumping right into it.
Yeah,
wait,
Push, Bury, or Future Endeavor. Mariah May.
Okay.
Toni Storm.
Damn.
And Rhea Ripley.
Oh, you.
Good luck with that one.
Damn.
I know last week we talked about me doing an 80s one, but that was actually kind of hard. I'm not gonna lie.
Damn. So Mariah May, Toni Storm, or
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley.
Push, Bury, and Future Endeavor.
That sucks.
That's fucking tough. That's what.
Yo, I'm kind of. That freaking sucks. Oh, man. Okay.
I gotta get into what you're thinking. Whenever you're thinking, say it out loud.
Yeah, I know. Well, first thing I'm thinking is, of course, I love Rhea Ripley. She's liked a couple of our posts.
Yeah.
So I'm automatically, you know, obviously, I can't get rid of her. She's one of my favorite. She is my favorite woman wrestler of all time. So, damn. Freaking Toni Storm and Mariah May, the best like women wrestlers on the planet at the moment. I honestly believe. And then they're having like one of the best rivalries of all time. Together, so damn okay. Two fantastic wrestlers. All three of them are great on the freaking on the mic. God, if I'm going based off their prime, and obviously they're basically all in their prime. That sucks. Shit. All right, so future endeavor.
You can go about body of work too.
Yeah, body of work. I know. Damn, if I had a future endeavor, somebody, I guess, unfortunately. I would have to choose Mariah May. As much, and I love Mariah May as a heel.
Yeah, of course, you know how much we talk about her.
Oh my god, yeah, she's freaking fantastic. But obviously, Toni Storm, once she came out on top in the rivalry, which obviously, you know, was built that way, but still,
gives her a plus.
it definitely gives her a plus. She did great work in NXT. Not so much on the main roster in WWE, but of course, NXT was pretty good.
Barely got anything in the main roster.
Barely. And then, of course, in AEW right now, her timeless Toni Storm gimmick is amazing. So I can't get rid of her.
Yes.
That's for sure. And then again, Rhea Ripley or Mommy, whatever the heck you want to call her, is Rhea Ripley. You're definitely not freaking getting rid of her.
Yeah, how many WrestleMania main events and everything?
Exactly. Yeah. So if I'm, yeah. So future endeavoring Mariah May, that pains me to freaking say.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and say I'm going to bury Toni Storm and I'm going to push Rhea Ripley. And the reason, and again, one of the main reasons why I say that is because Rhea Ripley is like the couple of our posts. I love Rhea Ripley. She's freaking great.
Shout out Rhea Ripley.
Shout out Rhea Ripley.
You put a tagger when you post
major this. Fan of Rhea Ripley. So as much as it kills me to bury, again, Toni Storm, who's, again, the best thing in AEW at the moment.
Yes.
There's no way I'm going to bury or get rid of Rhea Ripley, who's headlined WrestleMania. You know, she's one of the best women's wrestlers of all time. My favorite women's wrestler of all time. And I think she's great as a face or as a heel. So, and
exactly.
Her body work is fantastic.
Yeah,
especially
she's
like
done
with
it.
The Judgment Day situation.
It.
Great.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely. As damn, that sucks. Like, I'm going to have the future endeavor Mariah May. God.
Future endeavor Mariah May.
Future endeavor Mariah May. Barry. Toni Storm. And I'm going to push Rhea Ripley. And that sucks.
I would have probably done the same thing.
You would have done the same?
I was still pushing on Timeless Toni Storm, maybe pushing her.
That's where I was like kind of dinged up on because Timeless Toni Storm is so great.
But it's just, how can you bury Rhea Ripley? I don't know. Yeah. I don't see any way you could bury
her. There's no way you can bury Rhea Ripley. There's no way you can get rid of Rhea Ripley.
Yes.
Like that, she's such. I truly believe she's like very unique as like a woman wrestler. That like there's
she's
nobody.
Probably like the head honcho, even getting paid. Probably she's probably making like.
I highly doubt that because Charlotte Flair is there, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I forgot that Sasha makes a whole bunch of names.
Yeah, Sasha makes.
I mean, sorry,
bang. Mercedes. Well, Mercedes Monet. Yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, and damn, but it sucks though because you know Toni Storm is pretty unique too. Like her character, her gimmick, and everything has been fantastic. And then. Mariah May is just such a great heel.
Mariah May is just getting into her own.
She's just getting into like I think her prime just started. That's why I'm going to future endeavor her. But you never know because of course depending on how the heck she's booked in like her next couple of rivalries.
I mean, well, all these things
might be a keeper.
With all these push, bury, future endeavor things, you can get back. You can ask the same thing in
a couple of months
when you talk about the current ones. I'm not talking, obviously with the past is the past. When you talk about like the current. Wrestlers and you can ask for it in a few months and shit, you can bury one of them or release one of them.
Yeah, depending on how they're terrible, booked. Yeah. That's the thing. But yeah, as of right now, I'm definitely gonna have to push Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, combined wrestling skill, Mike, history.
History, their rivalries.
Status, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff basically that definitely goes into a factor. But yeah, again, Mariah May, amazing future ahead of her. So I truly believe in the future, maybe, depending on how she's booked, I might Pusher instead.
Yeah.
But that's a big toss up right there. Damn, that sucks. But yeah, of course. So, you said you would have picked the same?
Most likely, yeah. I was still debating about 20 Storm pushing her too.
But
if you go on everything, yeah, you probably have to.
Like what future endeavor Mariah May?
Yeah, you would have to.
That's number
three. Okay, I guess you would have to. Some people might say future endeavor 20 Storm and then push her because you never know.
Yeah,
could be like that too. But you can't.
I know Mariah May will definitely say that. That's for sure.
I don't think you can take out Rhea.
Nah,
I want to know what people think in the comments. Like, how would they do this?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, who would you choose? Would you bury? Who would you push bury a future endeavor between Rhea Ripley, Mariah May, and Toni Storm? Let us know in the comments. I'd love to hear, of course, everybody's opinions. I think like last time was the MJF one. Unfortunately, I didn't get to create a reel for the last week, so I was super busy. But the last one put out was the MJF one, and there was a lot of like controversy behind that one. A lot of people were saying like, "Nah, MJF is my guy." What was the other one? People were saying, who were the other two people? People were saying like Ospreay is an easy future endeavor in this situation, which I thought was ridiculous.
Well, they're saying his wrestling ability is really good, but his mic skills need more work. That's what some of the comments said.
Or people were saying that
MJF is so good on the mic that it can outdo anybody's wrestling ability.
I think people are also
I get it. MJF is a freaking monster on the mic.
Still,
and he can put on an easy match. So.
Still, I still think I'm keeping Ospreay over him. Unfortunately, yeah.
But that's it's my opinion. That's
wrestling. But people were saying if you compare like mic skills to wrestling work, like it's like the biggest difference between like Ospreay, like his wrestling is so amazing that his mic skills are terrible. And I was thinking like, no, like you got that all wrong. Like if you're thinking about somebody who has amazing wrestling skills and absolutely terrible dog shit mic work, you're thinking of Ricochet. You're not thinking of Ospreay.
Yeah, because Ospreay can cut a promo.
Yeah, he can cut a promo, and he has multiple times. He's cut great promos to start up rivalry. So
is he touching MJF from the mic? Probably not. Nobody is. But on wrestling, he's touching everybody. The entire planet.
But 99% of like WWE's roster is not touching MJF on the mic.
Yeah.
So it's just that's just how it is. Unfortunately,
Yeah, you got a megastar.
Yeah, you got a megastar.
Well, that needs to be booked a little better right now in this current state. Obviously, the world title picture when he had it, amazing everything. But
yeah, speaking of course, MJF, there was a major thing that did happen with him on Dynamite. So we can get into AEW Dynamite right now. All right, let's go ahead and get into the AEW side of things of this podcast. So, of course, Dynamite sucks.
Mostly, I'm really bored.
It was boring. Yeah,
a lot of stuff happening too. It was like everything was just like thrown back to back to back. There was like nothing major. It was just a bunch of little stuff.
The only thing I liked was the MJF segment, honestly. Other than that, like everything else was kind of just like, I don't really give a fuck about this.
And then they started that that tournament, that Dynasty title eliminated tournament.
Yeah, so let's get into that. Of course, show did start off with Kenny Omega. Of course, first promo is the international champion. He basically welcomed any challengers to his title. Did mention that, of course, there's going to be a tournament to determine who's going to face them at Dynasty. That's the next pay-per-view, of course, for AEW.
Yes, and that's the tournament that started on this episode.
Yeah, so, of course, that's cool. A tournament's fine. I mean, I understand it.
It's just for his first title that he's going to, let's be honest, he's not going to lose that unless it's like a big rival.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Kenny Omega. Or if they, like we said, by unifying the titles, hopefully that happens in the future.
Yeah. And then we had a series of like matches that nobody gave a fuck about.
Yes, random.
Random matches. Not who are these people. Like, we know who they are. It's just more so like,
I'm joking, but I'm talking about the AAA guys. It's stupid. Way too many.
Yeah. So the Ops defeated Pacifico.
Theus and Eros. That's what I'm saying. This was basically AEW with AAA.
Yeah, but that was literally just to like hype up Shibata, because Shibata's gonna face Ricochet next week in a title eliminator match for the
Samoa Joe is so much better than this, though.
He is.
Like, I'm sad that he's stuck with...
with the Ops?
Well, yeah. Shibata. No disrespect to Shibata. Hook. They had their own thing going on, too. But, like, as a team, like, they're just stuck. This is boring.
It is boring.
Like, Samoa Joe needs to be in a major storyline. He's so good.
Yeah. Main event.
He probably only has a few good years left of wrestling. He's probably up there in age, so...
You know, a couple good years left.
Yeah, use him.
Yeah, they definitely need to. I mean, he just came back.
He came right off the title reign, got hurt, and then came back to doing nothing now, like absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. They can't just throw him back into that main title picture.
I'm not talking about main title, but like at least an actual good storyline, one on one, where it's Samojo's so good on the mic and then being himself, he can be a heel.
I wouldn't mind him taking the TNT title off of Daniel Garcia because Garcia hasn't done jack shit with that title either.
I barely see it on TV.
It's on Collision mostly.
Yeah, but still, it's like, and then you have him as a face with a team as well. He doesn't match his who he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just hoping they do something because at the moment,
this is terrible.
Joe is not doing much. It is terrible at the moment. But of course, after that, again, another useless match. Hologram and Hobbs defeated Brian Cage and Jalístico.
They got more AAA guys.
They just had a bunch of AAA guys on the show.
Yeah, obviously Hologram is on there now, but still. It's another list. It's Luchador. Bandit, Luchador fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say. Just full of Luchadors.
Cool little segment. Of course, Toni Storm came out. You can tell she was like a little beaten up. She had staples on her head. Did show it a bit. That was pretty cool. Basically stating how her rivalry with Mariah May is over. She does miss her already. She's saying that, you know, basically calling out a couple of people subtly about like who the heck she should face next. She even mentioned potentially facing Mercedes Moné because she has all the titles there, and how that would be fun for her to do, which I like that they teased that. And then they showed Megan Bain hitting her from behind. So I was like, oh man, like they teased it, but I guess we're not having that yet. Which I guess is fine.
Yes, it's just our first rivalry back. It's not going to be.
Yeah.
Again, it's kind of like the Kenny and Wigger thing. Whoever wins it, it's not going to be a major thing. It's just.
Exactly.
It's going to be a challenger. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Megan Bain versus Toni Storm.
It's probably going to be a great match. Yeah.
You know what's weird about the whole Megan Bain situation, though? A couple weeks ago, she had that thing with, Thunder Rosa coming out the chair and her not leaving the ring, and it was very awkward. And
reports, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there was reports that they had some like backstage heat between each other. We talked about it a little bit.
And, you
and it seems like, yeah, exactly. We haven't seen anything about that since. And it seems like they're kind of, I'm not saying, because we don't know the backstage politics. But it kind of seems like they're rewarding her for it by giving her a main
spot with Toni Storm.
Toni Storm and going after the title, which I think that shouldn't be warranted, right? Like, I feel like if there's a situation where, like, you're not doing what you're supposed to, and again, this is just speculation.
So basically, it kind of makes it look like that they're blaming, that they're...
Like they're like siding. They're siding with her.
They're siding with Megan Bain.
Yeah.
Well, she's the one that she was. Whatever happened backstage, I get it, it's unprofessional, but it's also unprofessional to act like that in the ring.
Yeah. No, exactly.
That she completely no-sold and laughed in her face when that's a spot where you usually run away from.
Yeah, you're supposed to run away. And Toni Storm looked so confused.
And it made that whole segment just so stupid, and the company looked dumb.
Exactly. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, Megan Bain was in the right or wrong. I'm not even saying that thing that happened, because
we don't know anything about the backstage politics. We're just saying this. But whatever happened on TV happened, and we saw it.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, if you're going to give her a title shot picture immediately, like,
it
I feel like...
It makes it look like...
It doesn't look good. That's what I'm trying to say.
That was a terrible thing that happened. I forgot about that.
Was stupid. But of course... That's cool, I guess. Toni Storm's probably going to pick up the win there, and then eventually we're going to get that Mercedes Moné versus Toni Storm, which is what everybody wants to see. I feel like that's all that's left for Toni Storm at the moment. I mean, she's beating everybody. So looking forward to that. Hopefully we get that. I'm pretty sure that's probably going to happen at All In, if I'm not mistaken. That's the pay-per-view right after this one, if I'm not after Dynasty. Well,
All In's all the way, like, usually in August.
It's in August, I think.
So we still got months.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And we'll it's crazy because we're not going to see Ospreay for a while because... Well, we're going to talk about his promo anyway.
I don't think he's going to be back until after Dynasty. I think that's literally it. But of course, we had the Dynasty Eliminator Tournament between Speedball and Mike Bailey making his AEW match debut. We have seen him in AEW before, but this was like his official match, I guess, on the roster, which means they officially signed him. Defeating the Beast Mortals. That was pretty good. I know a lot of people don't really know who Mike Bailey is. I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything about him. I just know that I've seen a couple of his matches before, and he's had some fantastic matches with some good people. So that's all I know about him. I just know he's great in having in-ring matches. He did showcase a lot of good moves in this match. But in terms of, like, you know, mic performance, anything like that, I do not know.
Yeah.
All I know is that his matches are pretty good.
So, he moves on in the tournament to find out Kenny Omega's challenger at Dynasty.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited, though. People are saying that they're really hoping that he actually wins it all, because although they don't think he's going to win, it'd be really fun to see Kenny Omega versus Mike Bailey in a match, because they think that'd be like a classic. So, honestly, if that's the case, yeah, go for it. Why the hell not? As we said, this is just a filler until Omega actually gets a true competitor after Dynasty, so we'll have to wait and see.
By the way, the main event of Dynamite kind of made no sense.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a sec. Of course, the only thing that I really think, well, there was two things, the Will Ospreay thing, but again, there wasn't really anything crazy there. The only thing that I thought was super interesting about AEW was the MJF promo.
Yes, he was basically just making excuses
for his L.
For the L against Hangman. And then out comes MVP.
Yeah, that was a little surprising. I was like, oh, whoa, hold on, wait, what the hell is happening here?
And MVP is just talking about how AEW was once that world champion and everything. And
you mean MJF was once?
I mean, MJF was once the world champion. He was doing good. Now he's been like a couple of losses in a row, downfall. And how he can help MJF get back to that world title spot and main guy in AEW, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's the same exact promo he told Swerve.
I mean, yeah.
It's literally the same exact promo MJF,
he told Swerve. He offered MJF the business card. MJF didn't say no. He took the business card.
Well, at first he declined.
Yeah, at first.
And then MJF offered again. MVP offered again.
Yeah, because he started telling him about he can get him back to the title picture.
Yeah.
This kind of random, but it's also kind of interesting.
It is interesting. I want to see what
happens. I love the Hurt Syndicate. I think they're fire.
But like Hurt Syndicate with MJF, I would never have thought of that in a million years.
That'd be random, but they'll be like, what, the blood? Let's just take all the titles?
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that could potentially work.
Unless it's just gonna lead to Bobby Lashley versus MJF, which is also pretty good.
Yeah.
Either way, it's gonna lead to something.
I mean, I like MJF on his own. I truly do. But
I don't see him just as a team guy.
But he's had teams before, and he's done pretty good in it.
I mean, yeah.
When he was in the Inner Circle, that was pretty interesting. Yeah. He did break it apart. That was fun to watch. That was a really good honestly, that was probably Chris Jericho's last great rivalry, if I'm being honest. So that was a lot of fun to watch. This whole like implosion of course, Inner Circle caused by MJF. When he had, what the hell were they called again? The, oh God, it was something with a P.
Oh man, I don't.
But it had FTR. That was pretty cool. Yeah, that was awesome when he was involved with them. But other than that, he hasn't really had any other tags.
Yeah, he's more obviously as like a single superstar.
Yeah. But of course, I like him better as a single superstar, but it's not to say that he hasn't been good in factions. In terms of him being in the Hurt Syndicate, I feel like that'd be a really fun thing to see. I wouldn't mind seeing it, trying to see, like, maybe he can try to feel it out, see how he likes it, and see, how the crowd reacts to it. And if it does look good, because I'm kind of on the fence, it might look great, but then again, it might be really stupid. It just depends on how it's booked and what they actually want to show us. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see for that. But yeah, there is a potential for MJF joining Hurt Syndicate.
Or if not, he just declines and roasts all of them and that leads to Bobby Lashley versus MJF, which is...
But then it'll just be heel versus heel again, which again would be stupid. Yeah. That's the thing. That's like the
and they are the tag team champions too, right? Anyways.
So. Yeah, they're the tag team champs. They can't afford any losses, anything like that. So, yeah. Of course, after that we had... was it the Takeshita defeating Max Caster? Max Caster, of course, going through his... open challenge that he has yet to win.
I'm the best wrestler in the world, so anybody can fight me. Then he just gets demolished real quick by Takeshita.
Yeah,
who's a beast.
Obviously, he's not part of what's it called?
The Acclaimed anymore.
The Acclaimed anymore, but it wasn't really like they got in an argument and they broke off, but there wasn't like a brawl or anything like that. So there is a potential for them to get back together
or to actually start a rivalry where
they're
about to get back together, and then he's like, "No, fuck this," and then he does something.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Because at this point, it's just making him look like a joke.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to know who the hell did Max Caster piss off that much? Because it seems like they're just burying him at the moment.
Tony Khan.
Tony Khan for sure, because he has gotten in trouble for his raps before. To the point where he stopped rapping because of it.
Yeah, but
And then they built that into the storyline. Like, I'm not rapping for you guys. But it was actually because he was getting in trouble. So
those were funny, though.
They were funny.
He used to actually say some real stuff.
Yeah, but that's why he would get in trouble. So I think he honestly just... got on the wrong guy's nerve, and now they're kind of just punishing him by having him look stupid with this "I'm the best wrestler alive" gimmick, but losing every single match.
Yeah, this is dumb.
Until of course they feel like it's ready for him, like he's learned his lesson. I'm assuming, or
we don't know,
but that's what it seems like. And it's not like, because WWE has done shit like this before. That's why I'm assuming.
Yeah, plenty of guys.
Exactly. So I'm thinking this might be where the heck this is happening. Just think about, like, they even did it to Triple H.
I mean, remember that? To me, even kind of Chris Jericho, this at the start of this dumb learning tree thing, he went from all the way doing all that good stuff to the damn learning tree.
I think that was his idea,
though. But that's just, that's his idea.
Bro. Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, in the past, like, people, like, Triple H, when, during that situation where he hugged with, what was it, when he hugged Kevin Nash.
Oh, yeah,
Nash,
yeah.
And
they had a name for it, too. What the hell was it called?
Yeah, well, he hugged Kevin Nash, and he hugged Razor Ramon or Scott Hall, whatever you want to call him. And then, of course,
they were leaving the company.
They left, and then was it Shawn Michaels left to go get his back surgery? So he was the only person left. They blamed it on him. He ended up going on a massive losing streak.
Yeah. And they weren't going to blame it on Michaels anyway because he was a top guy.
Yeah.
Triple H was just getting into it. He was still.
It's true. So, the best part about that, though, is it led to Stone Cold winning the King of the Ring.
It was supposed to be Triple H, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Triple H. Was,
and then that led to that 316 promo. Exactly. So it actually worked out all perfect.
Yeah,
we would have never got that promo. You never know. They would have never built Austin like that.
Oh yeah, no, they definitely wouldn't.
That actually worked out perfectly. Thanks for that hug.
Yeah, thank you for that.
What was the name? They had the name for it. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was just the name of their friend group. Thing, though. Yeah. But anyways, of course, after that we had Willow defeating Penelope Ford, in a pretty decent match. Honestly, that was pretty cool. Willow picked up the win. Great. Afterwards, of course, was it
Will Ospreay?
No, not Will Ospreay. I'm talking about in this match.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Statlander came out trying to, of course, help Willow. But Willow kind of obviously still standoffish in regards to it.
They still got that little...
Yeah, because Chris Statlander's trying to turn face. She's trying to apologize, but Willow's not really seeing that. I don't know. They're trying to build something there. But at least they're trying to do something with him, I guess. We have Will Ospreay basically saying he needs to go home for a while. He needs to rest up. Obviously, he got a lot of injuries in that steel cage match.
Then he says he's going to enter the Owen Hart Foundation tournament and fight for the world title at All In. So that means that tournament doesn't start for probably like another 2 months, maybe.
So
I guess he might be out for a little bit.
I'm pretty sure it starts at the Dynasty, if I'm not mistaken.
And he did say about like he having to go home, chill with his family and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And heal up. So maybe just a little break from Will Ospreay. Sorry.
Yeah, there's not really much for him to like do at the moment. So I think it's fine for him to take that break. He can come back, join that tournament, win the tournament, and then, of course, he might be facing Swerve, honestly, at All In, which I think that'd be a great rematch. Like, because they had an amazing match together back when Ospreay was international champion. And then he ended up fighting for the AEW title. They can have that rematch with Ospreay coming up on top if they want. Or, of course, Swerve winning again, which I highly doubt they're going
to
do. But
I still want Hangman to get that title at some point.
Hangman's going to win that title at some point again. But
by the way, another Dynamite, another week with like no Adam Cole. And coming off he fight on Zero Hour?
He's been on Collision, that's the thing.
But he's fought on Zero Hour, then he doesn't make no appearances on Dynamite. Like, they just have him doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's another guy, like with Samoa Joe. At least Samoa Joe's on Dynamite, but he's still doing nothing.
Yeah, he's kind of stuck in like that, the Trios title picture. The Trios thing
was boring. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Like, they have two top guys doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Of course, the main event was a Dynasty title eliminator match between Orange Cassidy and Hetchy Saddle, with Orange Cassidy coming out on top.
I thought Hetchy Saddle didn't.
Hetchy no, Saddle didn't Orange Cassidy win? He won. You're tripping right now.
I'm going crazy.
Yeah, now you gotta look it up. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Orange Cassidy won.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense for Hetchy. I don't know why I wrote that. Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Now he's looking into it, but I'm pretty sure Orange Cassidy won. He moves on to the tournament. Honestly, that shouldn't have been the main event, but out of all the freaking matches, all the matches on this show were terrible, to be honest. Like, none of them deserved to be a main event. I don't know what the hell happened. Maybe it was just like, what's it called?
They had nothing.
They had nothing. I don't know if a lot of top guys had, like, issues getting in, because even on Collision afterwards, Gizlin was kind of bad, too. But the major thing that happened on Collision was, of course, John Moxley attacking Swerve.
Oh, yeah. He almost won. What am I talking about? And then, Orange Cassidy. Yeah,
Orange Cassidy picked up the win.
I mean, expected anyway.
But yeah. But
this
course,
wasn't like a main event type match.
No. Nah. But, on Collision, of course, Jon Moxley attacks Swerve. Of course, leading up to their match, that match is going to come up soon. I'm assuming Swerve is going to win by the looks of it. They were saying that Swerve has like a busted eardrum and stuff like that. So, pretty cool. I think Swerve might win, though. As much as I want Hangman to be the one to take the title off of Moxley, I don't want Moxley to have that title at all anymore. So,
but then
the sooner
again,
the better.
Hangman has lost his rivalry to Swerve, but it was only two matches. Maybe Swerve wins, and then at least
It not three matches? I think it was three matches.
Yeah, I might be lost too. Yeah, it was two or three, but I know obviously Swerve won the rivalry.
He won all the time. He won every single match.
See, that's what I'm saying. So maybe Hangman finally to win his title, he wins over Swerve.
That'd be nice
in the future. Obviously, that's not going to happen that fast, but...
I think if Swerve wins, I don't think he's going to hold the title for that long.
Yeah, but still, it's not going to happen like in a month. It's probably going to be two or three months.
I truly believe he's probably going to be like a month. Because
if they do that, it's just going to be belt switching, but it's kind of annoying.
The thing is, like, I think if once Hangman wins it, he's going to hold it for a very long time. I feel like,
even know if he's gonna be a part of it. We're just making assumptions.
For some reason, I feel like the whole swerve, if he ends up beating Moxley, obviously, I feel like that's just in reaction to everybody just being like, we need get that title off of Moxley. This is boring.
But that's why I said they could have did that with Hangman, because what was I gonna say? He got that huge win over MJF. That should put you right there.
Well, that's why I said that match, the Hangman versus MJF should have been the number one contender match, not the Swerve versus Ricochet. I thought that I don't know why the hell they did it that way.
Yeah, because that
match
was
built on rivalry.
They had their own rivalry, yeah. And MJF, yeah, they could have done.
Yes, MJF and Hangman, yeah, they have a little bit of a rivalry. It needed more. And I think that number one contender match would have been great. Yeah. Obviously, MJF has been talking about how he wants to go after that title. Hangman saying how he wants that title.
And it's two bigger stars.
Well, Swerve is amazing. I think Swerve is a bigger star. Well,
Swerve and then it's Ricochet. When you got Hangman and MJF together, AEW
Originals. I guess total, yeah.
Yeah, and then AEW Originals too.
Yeah.
That
I don't know. I felt like that should have been the number one contender match, but they
again, I'll be happy if Swerve win. I love Swerve Strickland. Mm-hmm. But again, I just feel like the perfect guy for the title right now with the storyline and everything going on is Hangman.
I think Hangman eventually
maybe
wins
he takes it from Swerve if Swerve wins. You never know. What if they make Moxley finally win again and then finally Hangman the runs him? That won't be.
Well, we already know at All In is most likely going to be Will Ospreay, unless they switch that around. But it's most likely going to be Will Ospreay.
He just said he's going to win. You never know. It could be anything.
Yeah. But it's most likely going to be Will Ospreay.
Because he's still got. I wonder. What if this guy enters the tournament?
Hangman.
No, the one who just beat Will Ospreay. I mean, Will Ospreay just beat him.
Kyle Fletcher?
What if he? Because are they 1-1 or is it 2?
Who? Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay are 1-1. Yeah.
So maybe they meet in the tournament.
Yeah.
And you never know. What if Kyle Fletcher wins? That could happen too.
That could also happen. Yeah. But yeah, that was basically it, of course, for AEW this week. Again, not really a lot happened, honestly. Dynamite pretty was pretty boring. Collision was kind of boring. The only major thing that happened was that Swerve situation. But yeah. Of course, looking forward to next week. Hopefully, there's of course a couple of major storylines to come out of there.
Yeah,
we have John Cena, of course, making an appearance on Raw. So that's going to be great. We're definitely going to talk about that.
Yeah, Jade Cargill versus Liv should be interesting.
Yeah, that should be interesting. I want to know what the heck is going to come out of that. Is Naomi going to come out? Is Bianca going to come out?
Yes.
Is she going to turn heel finally? You never know. We'll have to wait and see.
And then let's see what happens with all these storylines. We need a road to WrestleMania. So. They can't, not another brawl. We need actual.
Yeah, please. Not another
something to happen. Brawl. I don't know. Something backstage or whatever.
Yeah. But anyways, that's basically it, of course, for this week of wrestling. Like, comment, subscribe, as always. We love you and appreciate you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. See you guys. Peace.